マイケル。
ちょっと待って、
will not be present today.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles? Here. And Mrs. Iglesias?
Here.
Item number 2, board agenda review. Discuss agenda items as listed and recommend motions for the administration and receive responses to questions and or requests for additional information through the superintendent in preparation for deliberation.
Ms.
Good evening, board members and committee. Just for the record, I'd like to make it known that you will be seeing tonight's agenda on a smart board. Let me just reiterate, we are not here promoting the vendor. We are simply just letting you be aware that this item will be, you'll be looking at this in a couple of years. Luis Guerra, our external funding coordinator, has identified grants that are available to specifically buy these for future instructional use. Spring ISD currently does have these in place. We do know and we're made aware that Baylor High School does have one of these, and Isleta ISD has now just purchased 10 additional ones. So we just wanted to just bring it forward just so you'll be aware of what we'll be doing within a couple of years or even less time. And so you're not, you know, caught up by surprise as to whether this is something that the school district can use or not. Okay? So if we can please proceed. Thank you.
Thank you. Sonia, we will be moving to 1B. for our principals are here, and that way they can. Yes, A1B.
I'd also like to, this month is National Principal Month, so thank you, principals, for your service. Know who won the Simon Says at Northwest during lunch?
The sophomores.
Sophomores won? Or if there are any questions regarding any specific CIP, the principal is here and myself are ready to answer.
Are there any questions for this item?
Can you read it into the record real quick? A, curriculum and instruction, B, discussion of campus improvement plans, performance objectives. Number one, elementary, two, middle school, three, high school.
I do. Our high school had no stars.
Yes, ma'am.
And in this performance objective for our campus improvement plans, what are we doing to rectify that?
So what I like the designation of the stars, just for clarification, that the 2016 was for the 14-15 school year. So that was Ms. Clapsell came in February. So when I looked at the data, because I know you and I discussed
that. Yes, we did.
The 2015 is the 13-14 school year that I was here.
Okay.
So we moved from quadrant, for example, in ELA from our AP performance to quadrant, quadrant four, and then what, now we're in quadrant one. Quadrant two, I'm sorry, for for performance to quadrant one. So we have been making, and I can share this with the board from the data, but again, I want to give Ms. Clapsaddle the benefit, because she did just come in February mm-hmm. on this current 2016. And so, for example, in the ELA ACT, performance, we moved from 667, and then 1 year we moved to 820.
Excellent.
And so that's with the first year of Princeton Review.
So, there you go. So is that we can look at Princeton Review,
yes,
and
ma'am.
The money that we've spent has really helped.
Yes, ma'am.
Bring and that then, along.
So next year, the 2017 will be Ms. Clapsaddle's first full year. So again, I know you and I were discussing stars.
So is there anything other than Princeton Review that we as a district need to do to help her?
And what we did, I don't know, Ms. Clapp, so we went to Los Fresnos. As many, Los Fresnos is a school district down in the Lower Valley. And
they're an excellent district.
Their writing scores are about 92. We took the middle school principal to show the system and structures
yeah.
that are in place. I have Ms. Roaches here. We'll be bringing in the Writing Academy at the end of October for our professional development day. I know Ms. Roaches and Ms. Clapsaddle.
Yeah, one thing that we're also doing is, actually I started today with my staff, is we are really digging deep into the data. Like I went over system safeguards with them, and when you ask them, how many of you have seen this report? Not even a third of the staff had ever looked at data in that way. And I also gave them a copy of the report card, and we have started the conversation. We weren't able to finish it, but we've already started and we'll be continuing it. On, you know, it's a moving target. It changes every year. You can't really say we're gonna do these things. We just have to aim high, and we have to look at commended scores for our star testers. We need to raise those commended level scores. We have to. We're focusing on our SPED and how we can purposely and using data to drive their schedules, not just letting a computer shuffle them through and put them where they need to be, and focusing on our ELLs. So really bringing the data to the forefront of the campus and the teachers, so that everybody has it, not just core, everybody, because it's a team effort that we're gonna have to put in place. I've also already reached out to some of my colleagues and new colleagues that I've met. When you look at our group that we're in, so I can go have those conversations with those principals. What are you doing? Tell me what it is you're doing that's so different than what we're doing. Like, how do you do this as opposed to how we're doing it? And a lot of it is very similar. It's just making the teachers aware of what their piece is in the puzzle. And I don't think they quite understood that. It's been a very eye-opening 2 days because we've been spending 2 days in PLCs looking, and I've been running them, running the data and looking at the data and breaking it down for them. So we do have plans in place using what we learned at Los Fresnos and then continuing what we implemented from last year to continue that growth. Because it's like I told them, sometimes you get a baked potato, although some of them said this never happened to them, I can't imagine. You open it, it looks beautiful on the outside, you pop it open and it's got a black spot in it. Mm-hmm. It happens. Okay, we're now, it looked real pretty. Now let's pop it open and there's a black spot and there it is. And now how are we gonna get those out so that it's pure throughout and we're doing what's good for kids. So we're working, I promise, diligently. But we're focusing on data and data-driven decisions, not what feels good.
Thank you. Yeah. I think people tend to react well to data-driven.
Correct, and you should see their faces. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, we have work to do. We need to get this done. So it's been very good. It's been eye-opening. It's been
right.
A good experience for
and
us,
you know,
as a whole.
Fresnos has been excellent for a long time.
They
it's
have.
Not like they're a flash in the pan. I'd say for 15 years.
Yeah. Correct, and a lot of what we learned down there, yeah, the program's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the program, it's the people.
It's the people.
And it's
exactly
the belief
correct.
That they have in their students and that recognize and reinforcement of the positive and the good that the kids are doing. Not one person while we were down there the whole 8 hours said, yeah, our kids, but. Well, we could if. Well, if we had that. This is what we expect. This is what we do. Our kids know the message. The community knows the message. The parents know the message. And everybody's on the same message. So that's what we're trying to
awesome.
Do as well.
I thank you. I hope next year when we sit here, we're all with big smiles because
yes,
we got all stars
across. We will
be. Across.
We
yes,
will
ma'am.
Be. Thank,
thank
you.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Dr. Galavis. That was my only question.
Any more questions for the principals regarding their CIPs?
May I interject real quick? I'm sorry. We have a new grandma here.
And recommendation regarding the use of professional services from Maria Quiroz, a teacher.
teacher for CIC visually impaired student population is 17,500.
Any questions on this item? No?
That will go to consent. Item B, business services, number one, meeting minutes, special board meeting, September 6, 2016. Item B, special board meeting, September the 14th, 2016. Item C, agenda review, September 14th, 2016. Item D, regular board meeting, September 27, 2016. All by consent. Number two, monthly financials.
Any questions on this item?
Item number three, monthly warrant list.
I already called Ms. Carson.
Thank you. That'll go to consent. Budget amendments. Consent. Monthly donation report. Consent.
I have something to say about that. Dr. Galvez, thank you very much. I saw action and progress. My family had made a donation to the district. We got a real nice little card back. Thank you. I saw everything the board has asked for.
Thank you, ma'am.
Had been provided. It was really pleasant to get. That was it.
Item number six, discussion and recommendation regarding the recommendation to approve the current payment of $15,000 to Texas School Boards TASB for medical reimbursement services for the 2016-2017 school year as delineated within executed agreement which was signed September 2013 and shall automatically renew for successive three-year terms until terminated.
No questions? Consent?
Consent. Item number seven, discussion and recommendation regarding the approval of the emergency repairs needed at Northwest Early College High School portables number 7 and 23 through contractor Jordan Foster Construction utilizing Region 19 JOC services contract number 14-7072. Total amount is $22,207.
Any questions on this item?
That'll go to consent. Item number eight, discussion and recommendation regarding the final payment to Johnson Controls, JCI, for the phase two contract with the ASD. Total amount, $4,169.
Next item, Ms.
Lane. That'll go to consent. Number nine, discussion and recommendation regarding the designation of one CISD Financial Services Department accountant and the chief financial officer as authorized representatives with Tech School for investment responsibilities on behalf of CISD.
For consent, no questions.
Okay. 10, discussion and recommendation regarding the designation of one CISD Financial Services Department accountant and the chief financial officer as authorized representatives with Lone Star for investment responsibilities on behalf of CISD.
No questions, consent.
Consent. Item 11, discussion and recommendation regarding the approval of the list of items identified as surplus for auction sales to be held at Student Support Lone Star Building on November the 17th, 2016.
And we were given a different list because it changed a little bit, right, Dr. Galvez? Okay. Next item.
Consent? Okay. Item number 12, discussion and recommendation regarding the approval of the purchasing manual in order to comply with Education Department General Administrative Regulations, EDGAR, for procurement standards which shall be implemented for the 2016-2017 school year.
I have a question. Did we send anyone to the training for it?
Yes, we did. We didn't send Veronica, but we sent Claudia, her assistant.
Oh, good.
And also Luis Guerra.
Okay. So we're ready to go with it?
We're ready to go.
If I can add, Mr. Carson, excuse me, we are in compliance. We have been since 2016, July. And actually, it'll be actually now implemented Edgar.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
we appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
Where's Lisa? We need to put that on our list.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is really awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so
thank you.
That one's good for consent.
Okay.
Item number 13, discussion and recommendation regarding the approval of Mrs. Consuelo Kitbush as the 2017 convocation guest speaker. Total amount is $12,000.
I have a question on that one. I know that we had a presenter at this year, but the previous year, and do you recall how much that person was paid?
We paid $15,000, if I can recall, but that included everything from speaking, from picking her up at the airport, hotel, reservation, and generally this is what these convocation speakers, they have their,
they have their own person that advises you,
so we want a little bit extra, you know, we pay for that. One of the things that is good to know is that as far as the liability, if they should fall, if something happens on our, we have them weigh that as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Any other questions? Go ahead, Ms. Rose.
Where are we going to get the money from?
Right now, I'm asking for $5,000. I need $5,000 for this year's budget to put a down payment, if you will, to reserve for that August 18th, and next year budget for another $7,000.
Since it's she'll
come
next,
six.
She's coming in August.
I think
August.
It says there's 6,000 down payment.
Yeah, there's $5,000 to mm-hmm. $6,000. But the man I talked to, her agent, said $5,000. So I'm really requesting $5,000 this budget next year. It's $10,000 total plus airfare, and the good thing she just.
I was going to say, she's just
in Las Vegas, which is a direct flight from South. So.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
What if we can't afford it next year? What if we
well,
don't
one of the things that we're doing
budget?
with Liza is we're asking like Providence, you know, TFC, Texas Federal Credit Union, we're asking, kind of like we did with the gala, asking people to help us pay for it. So, and this is the initial $5,000 or I'll check, make sure that I'm right, like $5,000 to $6,000 that we can, and then asking.
And since you're putting that down and say for whatever reason we were not able to have an answer, would that be refundable?
I'll check. I don't know, but I think we'll be able to find the other $7,000 from that user.
So do we still get to have a gala?
Yes, ma'am.
We have her?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We won't tapped everybody
no,
else.
No, we'll count.
I can't recommend her enough. I saw her probably back
she's
in the 90s.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, up in Albuquerque maybe one of her first showings. She's the most amazing woman to this day. We saw her in San Antonio.
We
y'all
just saw
her. She's phenomenal.
I Googled her and saw her.
She was,
oh,
she was
she's
good.
Amazing.
You can actually, on YouTube, you can see
yes.
her.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
that's
if we don't get the money.
Well, we can see it.
We'll pitch it.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's
good. Everybody's good with that one then? Okay.
That's
so,
is it?
Yes, ma'am.
Next item, number 14, discussion and recommendation regarding the ESC Region 19 School Board Superintendent Continuing Education Services Agreement for 2016-2017, total amount is $3,500.
Any question on this item?
No. That'll go to consent. Item number 3, community input. There's none. Item number 4, I'm sorry.
May I just make a comment? I know that we talked about the presenter for convocation, but there's an account number listed there. The $12,000, and I, like you stated, there's no, the funds are not there yet. Is it possible that you can add also on the agenda that you're looking for donations?
Yes, ma'am.
So, it,
so
this
it's
is the public record.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And if you can find out if the down payment is refundable.
Yes, ma'am. The down payment is refundable.